Hi everyone, welcome back to the MedBullet Step 2 and 3 podcast. In today's episode, we cover the topic of pelvic abscess found under the obstetrics section at medbullets.com. Let's begin with a clinical snapshot. A 27-year-old female presents to the hospital with a 4-day history of fever and lower right quadrant abdominal pain. 3 weeks ago, she underwent an emergency cesarean for an active phase arrest. Her temperature is 102.8 degrees Fahrenheit, or 39.3 degrees Celsius. A tender fluctuant mass is palpated in the lower right quadrant of her abdomen. A pelvic CT scan confirms the diagnosis. She is admitted to the hospital and started on intravenous antibiotics and percutaneous drainage. Let's continue with an introduction to pelvic abscess. As a general overview, a pelvic abscess is an inflammatory collection of purulent material that forms secondary to an infection within the pelvis. It is a rare complication of pelvic infections such as pelvic inflammatory disease and endometritis, or pelvic surgeries such as cesarean section. Treatment is with broad-spectrum antibiotics and possible drainage. In terms of the epidemiology, this is rare and occurs in less than 1% of pelvic surgeries or infections. Demographically, it occurs several weeks to months following surgery or infection. Risk factors include a history of pelvic inflammatory disease, which is the most common etiology for pelvic abscess, as well as prior pelvic surgery, bacterial vaginosis, and postoperative hematoma. In terms of the pathogenesis, there is ascension of bacteria from the lower genital tract, extension of an existing infection in the pelvis, or seeding of a new infection from surgery. It is usually polymicrobial with predominance of anaerobic bacteria, such as Bacteroides and Peptostreptococcus species. Moving on to the presentation, symptoms may include lower abdominal pain, malaise, and chills. On exam, one may note fever, abdominal tenderness in the lower quadrants, a fluctuant pelvic, vaginal, or adnexal mass, tachycardia, tachypnea, and hypotension in severe or ruptured abscesses. In terms of further imaging, CT of the pelvis is indicated as the imaging study of choice for the evaluation of pelvic abscesses. Findings may include a pelvic mass and low attenuation centrally and ring enhancement with contrast. Ultrasonography is indicated as an alternative study for the evaluation of pelvic abscess. Specific findings may include an anechoic or hypoechoic pocket, which is possibly multiloculated. In terms of further studies, serum labs may demonstrate a leukocytosis, elevated C-reactive protein, or CRP, and elevated erythrocyte sedimentation rate, or ESR. In terms of the differential, make sure to think about septic pelvic thrombophlebitis. Remember that this will present with persistent fever that does not respond to antibiotics, and there is no evidence of an abscess on imaging. Also think about appendicitis, with key distinguishing features that this will present with migratory abdominal pain, McBurney's point tenderness, a Rovzing sign, psoas sign, or an obturator sign. Also consider pyelonephritis. This has key distinguishing features where it will present with flank pain, costovertebral angle tenderness, and pyuria. With regards to treatment, remember that pelvic abscesses are managed conservatively when possible with intravenous antibiotics covering both aerobic and anaerobic bacteria. Percutaneous drainage and laparotomy are only used in select cases. Medical options include intravenous broad-spectrum antibiotics. This is indicated as the first line of treatment. Specific medications include piperacillin tazobactam or ceftriaxone with either clindamycin or metronidazole. Surgical options include percutaneous drainage. This is indicated for a large abscess that is greater than 7 centimeters and if there is no response to antibiotic therapy within 72 hours. A laparotomy is indicated if there is a suspected ruptured abscess, if there is hemodynamic instability, or if there is no response to medical therapy or percutaneous drainage. Complications related to pelvic abscess include a ruptured abscess. This is a surgical emergency. And lastly, with regards to prognosis, remember that greater than 70% of cases will respond to intravenous antibiotics alone. That's all for this review about pelvic abscess. We hope that was helpful. This is the MedBullet Step 2 and 3 podcast, a daily audio review session for MedBullets, the free learning and collaboration community for medical student education. As a reminder, you can follow along with these podcast episodes by reviewing the topics directly on medbullets.com. You can listen to these episodes on the MedBullets website or phone app while reading through the topic. If the MedBullets podcast has been valuable to you, we'd be thrilled if you considered leaving us a 5-star rating and writing us a review on Apple Podcasts. It will help us spread the word and increase our discoverability tremendously. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you all tomorrow, right here, on the MedBullets Step 2 and 3 podcast.